When living with cancer, it's important to be informed and know what to expect. But finding the right information can feel overwhelming. That's why UnderstandCancerTogether.com is here to help. We've gathered practical information and resources based on where you are in your cancer journey so that you can focus on the important conversations and decisions of today. UnderstandCancerTogether.com, helping you navigate life with cancer one moment at a time.
Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Well, you would have thought he would have taken the day off, given that he has been mired in negotiations for the formation of a government for the past few days and will be in the next few days. But he is here. James Brown, Minister of State for International Law, Law Reform and Youth Justice at the Department of Justice, also a key part of Fianna Fáil's negotiating team in the attempt to form a government. James, can you explain one thing to me, which is, I would have thought, given that you had been in government for as long as you were, that it would be relatively simple to align the two manifestos and say, right, there's broad agreement across the vast bulk of this. What's the extraneous stuff that we need to do a deal on and get that done quickly?
Well, look, obviously there is a lot of agreement between the two parties. There's also significant disagreement. But when you're doing a programme for government, that effectively becomes the rule book for 5 years of government. It's what the civil service relies on as well to help maintain stability. And I think with any negotiations and any agreement, it must have, I think, all of those details. We've learned that from previous governments previously, for that stability element, that all the different elements are clearly taught out. So manifestos tend to be in broad strokes, programme for governments, very detailed on line by line. And that's what's happening at the moment, going through this line by line.
Significant disagreement on what?
Well, there's always, look, we've just had a general election, and we've seen in areas around justice, for example, is an important area where we have disagreements on. There's issues around the VAT, there's issues around other areas as well that are important.
Now, I thought the disagreements in respect of justice was to do with personnel and who would be the minister. Is there policy disagreements underpinning that as well?
No, there is policy, and we've always maintained it was not about personal, but about policy. And when you look at, for example, we want to create a new Department of Domestic Affairs.
Well, it has to be said, Willie O'Dea maintained it was about personal.
Well, you'll always have individual commentary in a general election. But for me, anyway, and as a Minister of State in the department, worked quite well with Minister McEntee. But it's around the policy area, creating a new Department of Domestic Affairs, which is common in almost every other EU country, focusing, having a department focused on those key areas around migration, national security and border control, and not having it all within one department because it's too difficult to focus. And if you look, for example, the Department of Children was set up, really important department to focus on children and disabilities. It ended up spending probably 70-80% of its time on accommodation for migrants. That needs to come back out of there and back over to Justice or the new Department of Domestic Affairs.
And are you getting opposition to those proposals from Fine Gael?
We haven't sat down on the Department of Justice yet, so we haven't. We're kind of focused at the moment on those areas where there is most agreement and get those done. But it is a very detailed programme to get a programme for government put together. You do have to go to it by line by line. You do have to think out each part of how it will be implemented and where we can get that agreement on it. So that's what's been happening over the last week into those nitty-gritty. And you have to look at it as well. There's about 20 different government departments, and areas that mightn't get a huge amount of headlines during a general election are very important in key areas around the country as well. So like tourism mightn't have been a hotbed in the general election, but it is very important for an awful lot of counties and how you're going to develop tourism as we go forward, for example.
So what's your time frame? Have you set for yourselves a time frame to get an initial draft of an agreed programme for government in place?
There's not a hard deadline, but
should
we do believe
be?
it it should be done as quickly as possible. Look, it'll always take as long as it needs, because I think if you rush this and you end up with a program for government that's not taught out, it will only lead to instability. Having said that, everybody is really putting their shoulder to the wheel here to get this done as quickly as possible. Long hours are being put into this, and I believe we can have an agreement by the end of the second week of January, or certainly the third week of January. There is a
process. Sorry, total agreement or program for government agreement, and then you start figuring out who gets what gigs?
Well, the positions always come at the end. You have to get the programme for government in place first, because that will actually probably decide a number of different positions as well. So it will. But then there's a process after you agree the programme for government. All of us have our party members, and all of us have to consult our party members. For example, in Fianna Fáil, every party member has the same vote as to whether or not we actually agree with the programme for government. So that will take probably about 5 or 6 working days as well, once there is agreement.
Although I assume it is highly unlikely that the party members are going to decide against an agreed programme for government if the negotiating committees have come back and said this is as good as we can get.
Well, we certainly never take anything for granted, and we do go out and explain to our party members why we think this is a good deal for the party, but more importantly for the country. And in fairness, Fianna Fáil members, I think, have always set aside party interests for the government, and we've seen that, for example, in the last government agreement.
Now, how do you dovetail that then with the third leg of the stool? So Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael come to a set of agreements in and around their programme for government. If you then have, for instance, the Rural Alliance Independents who come in and say, well, we want a ministry dedicated to rural affairs, whatever, that sort of unpicks a lot of the things you will have decided, doesn't it?
Well, look, I think with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, we're 2 seats short of a majority. We do need a third element to form this government. The leaders have met with independents, they've met with the Labour Party, they've met with the Social Democrats to get a sense of what their priorities would be in the government. So obviously, if you do reach agreement, there may have to, between the two main parties, there may have to be certain changes to accommodate the third element of it. But that's always the case in any coalition agreement. When you're trying to put that programme for government together, there will have to be an element of flexibility, because whoever supports the government will obviously expect a certain amount of their policies or key issues addressed.
In what they have laid out for you, is there anything that you see as a fundamental stumbling block to having either Labour or the Soc Dems in government with you?
Well, neither have fully engaged in coalition building. There seems to be an awful lot of what would I call putting their big toe into the cold water and stepping back again. So there has been, as I say, discussions at a higher level with the leaders. But I think, look, in any negotiation, and I did negotiate it for a living for 13 years as a barrister, you know, you should never have red lines. What you do go in with your priorities, what you want to see implemented, and you sit down with an open mind and see, can you reach an agreement? And any agreement should always be on a win-win basis. If you come out of agreement with a win-lose, you might get a deal done on the day, but it'll quickly fall apart.
So, sorry, reading between the lines, when you say win-win, that means that you don't leave anybody feeling bruised and they have done less well than you have done.
Exactly.
So what does that mean then for things like the rotation of Taoiseach?
Well, that again will be reached by way of agreement between the 2 party leaders.
Yeah, but the win-win is fairly obvious in that instance. If you do anything other than an exact 50-50 split, Fine Gael will feel that they have lost, won't they?
Well, win-win doesn't mean everybody gets everything they want. That's never possible in any agreement, so it's not. But what it does mean is that people feel that they have been heard, that they have gotten what is considered to be a fair share of the policies that they want to be implemented. And in fairness, any discussions I've had with Fine Gael to date have all been around policy issues and the key detail around policy issues. And I think both parties, having been in government, do have a very good handle on the key policy element. And look, I have to admit myself, as a TD who's been a minister for the last 4.5 years, who was an opposition TD, you do have a much better understanding, having been in government, of how to implement policy and in putting that programme for government together.
How significant is the seat differential in terms of your power position in the negotiations?
Well, look, in the general election, Fianna Fáil became the largest political party in the country for the first time since 2007. It also got the most amount of TDs. I think that has to be reflected in principle in the policies. So with those, and after that, we'll see what agreement is reached.
But do you walk into the room with a different confidence? Is it a different relationship now with Fine Gael? Because there has, as you say, since 2007, you have been the lesser of the two parties in scale, and there was no guarantee that that position would ever reverse. You are now heading back towards the kind of primacy you once had. There's a decent differential between the two. Does it give a different attitude when you walk into that room?
There is a confidence there with Fianna Fáil, but the confidence comes from having been in government. And because when we went into negotiations the last time, there was very few of our parliamentary party had been in government before. So what we've seen, I think, in this is the negotiators on the Fianna Fáil side, I think, have an awful lot more confidence in their policies and how you would implement those policies. And the manifesto, which I oversaw from the parliamentary side of it, was very much about what actually could be implemented, and a lot of maybe ideas that were, you know, good in the round but would be difficult to implement maybe didn't make the manifesto. So having that detailed manifesto was helping us as well in terms of those negotiations. But I think that's where the real confidence comes from Fianna Fáil, having had that. And I would say that, for example, to the Labour Party, who seem to be indicating that they want another 5 years of convalescence in opposition, you know, it's actually in government is where you get things done and get things delivered.
Yeah, but there is a difference in the manner in which you were in government, where you were never less than an equal party in the government setup versus being very much the third leg of the stool and a much smaller leg than the other two. That has been proven from the PDs through to Labour, through to the Greens, to be political suicide.
In recent times, the third leg have suffered an awful lot. But if you go further back, that wasn't always the case. But I think
really? When?
I think if you look at the Labour Party, the Green Party in the last coalition, they got an awful lot of their policies implemented. They did suffer, perhaps because they didn't have as much of a focus as people might have expected on the social deprivation side of it. But again, the Greens take a particular attitude, I think, when they go into government. So they do. But I think Labour Party voters...
Martyrdom, is that the attitude?
I don't know. Look, I need to ask the Green Party that.
But it was your statement.
Yeah, but look, I mean, I think they are very, very focused on getting their policies implemented, and re-election is secondary to them. And I think you have to admire that with the Green Party, so you do. But I think Labour Party voters are very much about implementing policy as well, rather than stepping on the sidelines. And you can, for example, spend too long. As we look at Sinn Féin, they lost 1 in 4 of the voters, the worst election result for a mainstream opposition party since 1945. Why was that? I think because people just didn't, they kept changing their policies again and again. And I think Labour are at as big a risk of staying out as if they go in.
The worst result for a mainstream opposition party is a fairly Jesuitical way of avoiding Fianna Fáil's worst ever for anybody in, 2011, wasn't it?
It was. Look, we had an extremely bad election in 2011, but we looked at ourselves. We were very honest about why that happened, and that allowed us to rebuild, so it did.
Well, it wouldn't have taken much analysis to figure out why that happened. I mean, we were standing in the wreckage of the economy, which you had been responsible for the preceding years. That was a relatively obvious conclusion, I would have thought.
Well, we had a worldwide economic crash right across. I mean, you look at Greece, you look at Spain, you look at Portugal, you look at the United States of America. That was a worldwide economic crash. We made economic errors. There's no question about that. That contributed to it. But it was a worldwide crash and the largest since the Great Depression.
You mentioned Sinn Féin. You also mentioned your expertise and experience being a negotiator in your other life before politics, and that you don't set red lines. Was it a mistake to so clearly set the red line about Sinn Féin not being acceptable as a government partner? And will you avoid doing it this time next election?
It will always be based on policy. I don't think it was a mistake this time, because when you look at Sinn Féin's policies on the economy, I think it is anti-enterprise. When you look at their history in relation to the European Union...
But these are the red lines you said we shouldn't have, James.
They voted against. This is about broad policy and how you develop the economy. Sinn Féin are fundamentally opposed to the economic model that has made Ireland such a success. We have some serious social issues that we need to tackle, but without having the income from our very successful economy, you would not have the money to tackle.
But would you not be better in a position to say, we won't set that red line, we will sit around a table and perhaps walk them back from what we regard as unfortunate economic positions?
No, because I think Sinn Féin have never changed their position on the economy. They've indicated at times that they might, but they've never done so. And I think the big thing when you look at Sinn Féin from the last 5 years, how quickly they're prepared to flip on their key policies. You look at migration, for example, and how they flipped on that so quickly. I think there will be a serious trust issue around Sinn Féin.
Last thing, obviously from the outside looking in, it seems to be taking a lot of time, but to some degree that is understandable. Being in the front line of the negotiation, are you enjoying the process?
It's always enjoyable. Look, as again, as somebody who is probably spent a lot of time practicing as a barrister, who is a bit of a political nerd, I enjoy this stuff anyway. So I do maybe sometimes too much getting down into the weeds and into the details. So for me personally, yes. But I think, what is important is that we get this programme for government in a very detailed manner that will give stability for 5 years. And that's the fundamental principle of Fianna Fáil and Micheál Martin.
James Brown, thank you very much. That's James Brown, Minister of State for International Law, Law Reform and Youth Justice at the Department of Justice.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.